It's time to catch up on everything happening in Kimber. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning.
Community Development Group memberships, are they due yet?
They are due, and certainly a great way for supporting a volunteer group in our community who encourage and facilitate economic growth and business for Kimber. So if you missed a membership form in the latest community newsletter, give Sharon Rodder a call and she will send you a form.
And what's involved in managing mules?
Mules free. You could be forgiven for thinking mules as in donkey type mules, but it's not. It's about mulesing sheep. And the workshop out at Karawatha Park on Monday, June 6th at 1 o'clock, team of experts to discuss the market opportunities in ceasing mulesing and on-farm innovations. Please register with Dion Wolford if you'd like to attend that afternoon.
There's also a Bucklebu deer eradication program happening, is that right?
There is a few feral deer wandering around the Bucklebu district. So there is another meeting or workshop information session, which will be held out at Karinya Ag's workshop Thursday, June the 9th from 9 a.m. to 1:30. Now, the RSVPs go to Shannon Robertson, who's the biosecurity coordinator at FIRSA, or Barbara Murphy, who's on the EP Landscape Board.
And there's a communication and connection workshop.
There is a free two-day workshop with Cherry Farrow. Now, Cherry is quite well known in Kimber now. This free workshop put on by Our Town on the 15th and 16th of June out at the Kimber Golf Club from 9 till 3 p.m. and includes lunch. How understanding values can improve communication and relationship with yourself and others by finding out how impactful they are on your mood and motivation.
Certainly get there if you can. And I hear that the tourism brochure that has been released by council is out, but council's got a couple of problems with the Apex playground.
Yeah, the Lions Apex Park playground facilities is well utilised because it's absolutely fabulous and it is fenced off, but bikes and dogs, and I've also heard it not from council but from private individuals, that bottles and alcohol have been consumed within that fenced area. So council just wishes to remind users that there are strictly no bikes or dogs allowed in that fenced area for everyone's safety. So urging people to be courteous when they use those facilities and abide by the signage that is there.
And Probus is on this afternoon.
Probus is on this afternoon and the guest speaker will be the local policeman, Daniel McCormick, on the topic of cybercrime. I believe he was meant to do this last month, but something came up. Afternoon tea will follow the meeting as per normal at the Kimber Gateway Hotel, and you can contact Brian Payne for more information or just turn up at 2 o'clock and hear from Dan about cybercrime.
Now, Kimber's playing Ports this week in the footy and netball, but I hear that they're struggling for volunteers.
Well, the Kimber Lions Club, who normally are there with their beautiful big van, won't be there this Saturday selling chips and donuts because they are low on volunteer numbers. So unless all stops are pulled out and they get enough volunteers to run that van, there won't be chips and donuts, which is a bit sad. I think footy goers do like the donuts and chips that come out of the Lions van.
They certainly do. Kids Club is happening on the 8th and 22nd of June from 3:30 until 5:30. Do they get in touch with Lana or Chloe?
Yes, Lana Shadwell or Chloe Hainan are the people to get in touch, and all children over 5 years are welcome to come along and have lots of fun and activities at Kids Club.
And the community kindergarten also has a fundraiser. You can get in contact with Chantel Kassebaum if you would like to donate an item. And there's a few things happening at the school.
Yes, the parents and friends are having a bottle and can fundraiser. If you've got some spare, drop them off as normal to the recycle centre and just write PNF's name in the book instead of your own. Also, the SRC are doing their biggest morning breakfast, which is always really well attended and well worth going along for some bacon and eggs and coffee and muffins and a nice social time. So that's 2nd of June. To the Cancer Council.
And the dress-up day on the 22nd of June and SAPSASA cross-country coming up on the 9th. And in library news, next week is National Reconciliation Week.
It is, May 27th to June 3rd, with the theme of Be Brave, Make Change, and encourage to people to pop into the library and check out the display with Aboriginal-themed books on display and available to borrow and read, I would suspect.
Definitely do that if you can. Thank you so much, Kerry. Plenty going on in Kimber, and we'll chat again next month.
Certainly will.